Harper Audio presents Crunch Time by Diane Mott Davison. Read by Barbara Rosenblatt. When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies. Therefore, I lie with her, and she with me, and in our faults, by lies, we flattered be. William Shakespeare, Sonnet 138.
Chapter 1. When I heard that Ernest McLeod had been killed, I should have packed up my knives and left. Well, not literally left, because I was in my own kitchen, poised to slice a third pile of juicy heirloom tomatoes for a buffet Yolanda Garcia and I were catering the next day. Then again, I could have left well enough alone. I also could have kept my mouth shut. But I've always had a hard time with that. Yolanda, a fellow chef and caterer, never asked me for anything. I volunteered. Maybe she was a mind reader or psychic. Perhaps she thought if she told me some of the things that were going on with her, her great-aunt Ferdinanda, and Ernest McLeod, who'd been housing the two women when he was killed, I would say what I did, which was, you and your great-aunt need to stay with us. Back before Ernest McLeod was forced to retire, he'd been a very good cop. My husband, Tom, a sheriff's department investigator, had worked with Ernest and admired him. While Tom was questioning Yolanda, she had repeatedly avoided his gaze. To Tom, this was a clue that more was going on than Yolanda was letting on. And as I already knew, he didn't trust her. When Tom listened to Yolanda's tale, he pointed out that in Ernest's work as a private investigator,